On a scorching Wednesday in Rome, Pope Benedict arrived into St. Peter's Square wearing a red, wide-brimmed Saturno hat to protect him from the heat of the sun. After warmly greeting the crowds gathered, the Holy Father chose another early saint of the Church to speak on this week. The saint in question was St. Maximus the Confessor.
Dear brothers and sisters, in today's catechesis we turn to St. Maximus the Confessor, a heroic defender of the Church's faith in the true humanity of Christ amidst the bitter theological controversies of the 7th century. Born in Palestine, Maximus became a monk and lived in Constantinople, Roman Africa, and Rome itself. In his preaching and writings, he defended the mystery of the Incarnation and opposed the monothelite heresy, which refused to acknowledge the presence of an integral human will in Jesus Christ.
The Pope went on to talk about God's saving plan for us and how it inspired the theology of this saint.
Maximus clearly understood that our salvation depends on Christ's complete humanity, which necessarily includes a human will capable of freely cooperating with the divine will, in achieving the work of our redemption. The salvation of man, and indeed the entire cosmos, is central to the theology of St. Maximus. Through the incarnation of the Son of God, the whole universe is now redeemed and unified. Christ is thus the one absolute value to whom all worldly values are directed. This vision of a cosmic liturgy centered on the incarnate Lord ought to inspire the efforts of Christians today to make our world conform ever more fully to its ultimate meaning and goal in God's saving plan.
While speaking in Italian, the Pope said the courage of St. Maximus was an important value, just like tolerance, freedom, and dialogue are values that today are justly defended. But he said they must be seen in relation to the person of Christ in order to have significance. Earlier in the morning, Pope Benedict had blessed a new statue of St. Luigi Orione in a niche outside the Vatican Basilica. The ceremony was the culmination of initiatives that the monks of his order, the Little Works of Divine Providence, have promoted since St. Luigi's canonization on May 16, 2004. Don Luigi founded schools, farming communities and charitable organizations and was known for his work with orphans and the poor. During the audience, the Holy Father greeted members of St. Luigi Orione's order, saying that the inauguration of this statue constituted a renewed stimulus to continue on the road taken by their founder. In a final greeting in English, the Pope had a special welcome for the pilgrims from the International Foundation for the Service of Deaf Persons.
Dear brothers and sisters, I offer a warm welcome together with the assurance of my closeness in prayer to the group of pilgrims from the International Foundation for the Service of Deaf Persons. Upon all the English-speaking pilgrims, especially those from England, Scotland, the Netherlands, Iceland, Sweden, Pakistan, and the United States of America, I cordially invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.
I'm Lydia O'Kane.